Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tippy Talk, TNT in the Night, where we talk about overcoming difficult situations or just handling it better. We go through our daily adventures where we ask the question, what have you done today? What stands out today? And what is the most important thing that happened today? How have you overcome today? And what was your challenge of the day? We march into the other side of midnight, walking in the retrospect, tracking our behavior, not to judge ourselves or feel bad about it, but to find ways to improve our tomorrow. Presented to you by the E Factor, we talk to people who were faced with major challenges and find their struggles and triumphs and lessons that they were blessed with due to the way they rose to the call of the other side, the way they faced situations that they never thought they would have to face. Because what you will find when the unexpected hits you in the face is that there are resources deep within you that begin to bubble to the surface and make themselves available to you and invite you to help yourself in situations that you never saw before.
Hello and welcome to tonight's journey into your true reality. Tippy Felsenstein here with my guest, Candace Stewart Finley, who will join us in just a few moments. And tonight we're going to explore the essence of who we are and who we have forgotten that we are. We're going to continue in our quest to open the door to the true self of our real potential. I am really so excited and I'm almost speechless at the honor that I have to be talking to Candace tonight about the things that are really at the center and at the core of who we are and where we are and what we're doing here in this life. And to give you an idea of what we're talking about, I'm going to read you a quote. It was given to me by William LaPar, who was channeling what he would call the council. And this is how the council explained it to him. And this is just the idea of what we're going to be talking about. An example of who you are. You've all seen an explosion of an atomic bomb. That's barely a flick of your eyelash in the power that you alone have. One fleeting thought could destroy or create all the universe that man has. Each of you in less than a fleeting thought in your truest existence. The magnitude of your own being is so tremendous that there are no physical words to describe. If all the suns in the universe were gathered together in one central spot, there would hardly be a breath from the true power that you have. And then he goes on to say, look at what you have done to yourself. You cannot even comprehend in words one speck of your totality. No example that we can give you will you be able to comprehend, and that is just you, just each of you. Now let's look at the divine, which is a being that is far, far greater than you. In comparison, you are less and a flick of the eyelid, and it was your refusal to accept this divine love, life, your refusal to move ahead, to create in a forward motion, and your refusal to continue to create an awareness. And then he goes about how what we've been through. But the idea of what I really wanted to bring across here is who we really are, and I think it's really who we have forgotten that we are. And so we're going to be discussing it tonight with Candace Stewart Finley, who is an intuitive new thought educator. She's a core issue release counselor, a spiritual transformation facilitator, an inspirational speaker, a published author, and she's also a host of Empowered Whole Being radio show and the EWB TV YouTube channel, and a founder of Empowered Whole Being Foundation, and so much more than that. And that's just a few things that she's doing. We're going to be talking about her journey and her reawakening which was in 1987. One of the things that I'm really excited about of what Candace is doing is the Empowered Whole Being Press, which is something that really was needed. It was really needed in this world. We needed to have a publisher, and this is exactly what she's doing. She specializes in supporting authors in the self-publishing of quality written works that inspire, enlighten, and transform its readers. And now you understand why I'm so excited. And it's not even everything. It's just a little bit of part of what she's doing. And I'm going to quote you what she says on her website, which I think is perfectly for this. The light within, are you ready to activate and empower its uplifting energy in your life? Discover the scientifically proven power of the heart, the influence of how you feel, the capacity of the quantum field. Transform your perception of yourself, your perception of the world around you, how you feel about you. Manifest your best life. And that is perfectly exactly of what Candace stands for. And so I'd like to welcome you, Candace, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I'm really so excited and so blessed to have you here.
Tippi, thank you. I am excited to be here with you. Before the show tonight, I made a point of creating time and space for an interdimensional meditation. And I came to my office right after that to do the show with you. And I'm still quite expanded in my state of being right now, and I'm letting it expand even more back again. So I'm prepared to transmit and allow the magic to happen.
Wow, I can feel that already happening. I can feel that. And I love that interdimensional meditation that you're speaking of. I have not done it myself, but I'm really longing for it, and I'm really looking forward. And I know that people, that everybody that is listening to us right now is probably in the same place like me. They really would love to get there because we sense all the other dimensions. We obviously know it's there. We obviously live in those dimensions. But the desire, that pull, that thirst to actually step into it on a more aware level, or making basically waking up, becoming more aware, that's the most exciting thing in my life. I can't think of anything that is more exciting than that.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so tonight maybe we'll do a little bit of a meditation if we have time. But I think we may have the time, but we may not. But I just want to really let everybody know this is part one of our interview. We will be doing a part two. So if we don't get to do that meditation tonight, then we will do it on part two. But we will definitely be doing it.
Absolutely.
Because we have so many things that we want to talk about, Candace. And the first thing that I want to talk about is what you call an avatar. Because you've mentioned an avatar a few times, and the avatar is really, really important. So, and I know you're going to be talking about it, and you're going to be saying that word. So do you want to give us an explanation of what is an avatar?
Absolutely. Thank you. This is a term that I adopted a while back, and it references the third dimension body, which is the physical body, and the fourth dimension body, which is the bioenergetic body. We call it the auric field, whatever, but it's the two are very much intertwined. And I use the word avatar to reference those two fields of energy, those two bodies. Because, and as we know, an avatar in role-playing games, whether it's a board game or computerized or anything like that, it's the term used for the character that the master player, the role player, is utilizing for the game. And they program into this avatar their characteristics, their story, what they're about, what they look like, all of that. That's part of the program. So I reference the avatar, and it's because my perception and my basic premise of my work is that we are already the greater self. We are the source. We are the divine center. Merely exploring through the third and fourth dimension. So the avatars are an extension of our energy as center. And I see the third and fourth dimension as being a grand holodeck, like in Star Trek. And that, in fact, quantum science is talking so much about this being a holo movement, because there's movement to it. So say a holo movement. And
quantum science has definitely opened up the eyes of a lot of different things that we were not aware of before. But
I know.
I'm so excited about that too. But as far as the avatar is concerned, basically there is the physical body and there is the dense energy around the physical body, like the aura. And
those
that's
two
what
are intertwined. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you don't have two separate words for those separate bodies. You call it all the avatar, because that's
right.
What's
it's
down here.
Right. Mm-hmm. I refer to both as being the avatar, because the fourth dimension body is the energy field that houses and contains the programming for the avatar, the energetic programming, the fear-based frequencies, the blocking, what I call blocking beliefs, those kinds of things that are housed there and therefore are part of what transmits back out into the quantum field so that it can create that self-perpetuating loop. And the way that we're programmed here in the third dimension, our physical self, consciousness, is that we react to what we experience on the outside, not realizing that what happens around us is actually an after effect or after the fact of what we've already transmitted. So it creates a wonderful self-perpetuating loop.
Okay, I see what you mean. So what you're saying is that the avatar is already pre-programmed to go
mm-hmm.
through the story. So
mm-hmm.
everything that happens on the outside has already been pre-programmed from the inside, but we act surprised.
It's being projected
and
shocked. Yeah, trans. Mm-hmm. That's when the avatar is in what I call research mode. They're not awake.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's why we don't realize that everything has
mm-hmm.
been created by us. But so we have the avatar, which is the physical, and then you're saying it's programmed by. What is the avatar programmed by?
It's programmed by the greater self, by us. Remember I was talking to you before? When I say by us, I mean us, the source, us, the divine center.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is for self-discovery, self-exploration, to study the contrast between fear and love.
Yeah.
And
I understand that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I understand that.
And I think we talked about this, I think, where I suggested or recommended that you download and read the Mellon Thomas Benedict's essay on near-death essay. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if you had a chance, Tippi, to do that, but that also aligns with this premise, because I've had this direct experience of seeing
mm-hmm.
how that this whole system is set up when I was in an interdimensional meditation. And then about a few days after that is when I came across this near-death essay by Mellon Thomas Benedict to help substantiate and confirm what I had just experienced. And it helped me assimilate it here in with my avatar's consciousness. It's a little, in the beginning when I first started this really expanded reawakening process, it was a little schizophrenic feeling, because you're feeling, it's not, you're shifting out of an experiential, an intellectual concept, and you're actually feeling these things. And yet, at the same time, concurrently, you're very aware of the programming that had been in my avatar. And, of course, it's in the process of releasing and transforming, so it's less and less affecting and causing static for that connectedness with my greater self. But even still, in the beginning, it seems a little bit more of a duality experience, but then the more I integrate, the less there is of that. It's more of a unity experience.
Yeah, and I think that's really one of the things that is really, really important is to substantiate and confirm, because that you do go through the experience of thinking, I'm crazy, and it's just me, and I'm not 100% right. And then when you get the confirmation by something that comes into your life, like you got with this almost near-death experience, it really puts you on a point where you realize, wait a minute, it's not just me, it's really true. And then you can go to the next level. Then you can let go of the doubts and go to the next level.
Absolutely.
So I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I definitely will rejoice every time there is a confirmation and every time there is something. And also, it's more than a confirmation. It's also the realization that we really are all connected. We really are all one.
And this is why I'm so into quantum science. Because, I mean, I've been studying quantum biology and quantum physics for a while now, and daily there are breakthroughs. As scientists, as everything keeps shifting and expanding, consciousness is becoming more open to seeing, to see differently, to perceive differently. And when that happens, then there's these other breakthroughs in quantum science, because they are perceiving in a more expanded way. Therefore, the information becomes apparent or visible to them.
Right, and I have so many questions that I want to cover. But before I go into those questions, I really want to talk a little bit about your own personal journey with your avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, avatar, I just have to ask you this. There is a movie that came out recently, I think a few years ago, that used the term avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use the term avatar? What was that movie? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was a science fiction movie, and I actually saw that movie several times. I had been using that term before that movie, but
yeah,
certainly
that was my question.
That movie was that movie was kind of a metaphor.
They stole your term, avatar.
Yes. No, they didn't. No, it's because it's a perfect term. It's a perfect term.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. It totally is.
It's a perfect term for having a being, a field of energy, which is in third dimension, more physical kind of appearance, that's consciously being directed by an outside source.
Mm-hmm. Consciously, that's the key word here.
I mean, consciously.
Consciously being directed. Because we're all being directed,
and,
but not everybody's conscious about it.
Right, and that's the part about when you're reawakening and you begin that process of integration and becoming unified with your greater self, then it becomes, that's what I'm talking about, what's happening for me right now. It's becoming more and more a conscious, like a unified consciousness. I'm still using this vehicle, this third dimension vehicle, but it's not the same being that came in, was born, you know. It's a different
right.
field
and
of energy now.
Yeah, and that's what I started asking you. So you were born, I want to talk a little bit about you, when you were born, how you felt, and then what happened to you after that. You were aware that you had more than the avatar, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because when I came in pretty open and able to dialogue energetically. We call it intuitiveness, psychic, whatever, but in the quantum science terminology, you're just dialoguing in that you're more tuned in to the different electromagnetic frequencies, so you're able to be more conscious of the dialogue, of the conversations that are happening all around us.
Yes, I like the tuned in, more tuned in. That is really big, that description of what it is.
Yeah, it is. It's more able to, like you're able to dial in on different radio stations, you know. So
right.
You know, so anyway, I that's what was my avatar's experience, and it was set up that way. And of course, you know, as a child, I didn't know that other people didn't have that. You just know what you know, right? So there were several experiences, I mean, all the time, where I would know things or say things that people are like, what? You know, how did you know that? So there was a lot of that through grade school and high school, and I think I mentioned before when we were talking earlier that I had a couple of really good friends in high school who were also very tuned in, and the three of us did a lot of exploration into that realm of intuition and psychic, you know, and crazy, did some crazy things with the seances and stuff. Mm-hmm. But definitely were more open to it back then, for sure. And then when I was about, I was in junior college and still living at home, my freshman year of college, and I was working on a speech for my speech class on the paranormal, and I was really studying it and thinking about it and really focusing on it. And I was home alone babysitting my nephew, who was an infant, and everybody else had gone out, and I forget why. But anyway, I stayed home because I was working on this speech, and because of my focus, I opened up a doorway for spirit people, which was what I call the fourth dimension body. Is that they didn't know, they still are acting as if that's their identity, because that's the program there, you know. So it activated this activity in my family, my parents' home, and it was pretty scary at the time, because it was so loud, the banging and the noises and everything. And
that you were now in tune with, and you really can identify with and hear it.
Oh, yeah. And it responded to me talking to it. And so after that, I shut down. I did everything I could think of to not feel or hear or anything. Because I didn't, at the time, which was perfect.
Right.
It was perfect, though, because I was still in research mode, so I needed to shut down in a way to really just be in the physical world, to just experience the emotions, you know, and not so much hear things, but just be overwhelmed by stuff, like most people are, right? And be lost for a while.
Yeah, I don't mean to kind of ask you stupid questions, but you said that you were in research mode, and that makes sense. So you got scared and you went into a research mode. What exactly do you mean by research mode?
Okay, and it's not a stupid question, Tippi, okay?
I just want to be really clear so that everybody understands.
I appreciate that. That's great, because I've been using this vernacular for so long that I just automatically talk this way. And if no one has ever, no one's ever read my book or anything, they're like, "What is she talking about?" So, the avatar, there are two classifications for the avatar programs. There's a research mode, or a research life, and then there's a release life. And a release life is programmed to assist in transmutating fear frequencies back into love, joy, gratitude energies. A research life is just generating and exploring strictly in fear-based frequencies. So a release life will come in, and they'll have a certain segment of their program will be in research mode, meaning that they're bringing in all of those fear-based frequencies and experiences, so that, and concurrently, there's just like this little itch that can't scratch. They just know somehow, some way. They don't know how, but there's something more to me. There's something else.
Right.
They always
right.
have that little like
else,
thing.
But I don't. Right, but I don't see.
I don't know what it is, and sometimes I feel like the world's like against me. But somehow, some way, I know there's something else. Well, then
okay.
we bring in all
that's
that
really
research great. During the research mode, and that then affords us the ability when the switch is flipped to release mode, then we began processing. We began moving through this energy. We began understanding what this is really about in a bigger, more loving space. We begin to develop compassion. We're able to release these things. We're actually transmuting the fear back into love. When you're looking at it strictly from an energetic point of view.
Right. So when you were in the research mode, is that when you were researching and you discovered the quantum physics?
Oh, no. When I mean research, I mean I was unconscious. What I meant was I was unconscious. I was like asleep as far as my greater self. I was strictly focused on everything in the third dimension. There was nothing else.
So quantum physics had not come into your life yet?
No, not yet. Mm-mm. It was when I was in release mode. And I didn't know those terms back then. I mean, that's just what it is. And
right.
When I began to seek in a new, you know, wake up again, like reach back into that again, I went to a mediumship training school shortly after I had this reawakening experience. And if anybody wants to view, there's a video of it that I talk about it on the Empowered Whole Being YouTube channel, EWBTV. And it's the whole project I have going, it's called the Infinity Experience Project. And I have my video there and other people. And by the way, if someone wants to share their Infinity Experience in Tippy, if you would like to share yours, I would love to record it and put it up there. And
by the way, I've seen a few of them. I love them. I love what you do. So far, everything that I've looked into that I've seen that you've done, I love you more. And I see something else, and I'm like, oh, this is so great. And then I'll see another thing that you've done, and I listen to an interview, and I go, oh, yeah, this is even better. So it goes on. So I would encourage everyone to go to empoweredwholebeing.com, because from there, basically, you can link up to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start right
there.
That's true. Empower the whole being.
That's true.
Right. And then you can check out your book, which is also something that I just started looking at, and go on from there, because really it's endless. You're endless. I mean, it's just the more you go to you, the more there is, and the more you think, okay, now I got it, and then you realize you haven't even got it. So you go on and on. Just like I read before, all those things that you do, there's no end to it. There's really no end. And that's where you are, an infinite being, where you discover.
Yeah, we all are,
discover.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So that's the amazing journey here, that it's a journey and it's fun, but it really doesn't end. You don't come to a place and say, okay, here, I've reached my destination. There is no destination. It's the journey.
Yeah, and I have to, you know, the work that I'm doing, the exploration that I'm doing is... just keeps expanding, you know.
Right.
You think that you've come to the wall, and then the wall moves back out again, and it's really fascinating and so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so yes, we have so much more to talk about just to get started, just to get onto the first step.
And we're done with part one, huh?
Almost done with part one, but I'm not going to.
I mean,
let you go.
I looked at the clock and I went, "Oh wow, this time is flown by."
I know it feels like 2 seconds, but before we go, I really do want you to talk about that point when you snapped out of the research mode, and we do have a few minute grace period here before we have to finish.
Okay.
You snapped out of your research mode. What was it? What happened to you? Because also, if anybody's listening and you've gotten a point where you snapped out of research mode, I really would like to hear from you. We don't have time to take calls or anything like that, but I would like to hear from you from email, comments. You can follow me here and tell us about it. But with you, Candace, what was it that actually returned you out of your snapped you out of your research mode?
I think it was, which is what this video that I have on the YouTube channel, like you said, go to the empoweredwholebeing.com website, and then there's the videos, and then you can watch it. And it was during the harmonic convergence of 1987. And again, my two good friends from high school we had gotten, the three of us had gotten together, and one of my friends of those had been channeling Archangel Michael back then. The name that she used was Mikhail. And I, again, had been shut down.
Which is Michael. Mikhail is Michael.
Yeah, Mikhail, Archangel Angel Michael, right. And so we did a channeling out on the beach. This was in Santa Barbara, where I grew up, and we were there, all of us together. And did a channeling, and then we went our separate ways. And I was just feeling like, oh, my God, I just am so ready. I want to stop this crazy merry-go-round. I'm tired of being so lost, feeling so lost. Mm-hmm. And we went back. I went back to the hotel we were staying in, and everybody else left. I was by myself, and I just felt compelled to meditate. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to soak in the energy of the message that we had received and just try to feel some of that love that I felt during that channel. And so I felt compelled to, and I sit on the edge of this large bed in the bedroom there in the hotel room, and right in front of where I was sitting was a very large full-length mirror, and I was aware that it was there, and it was interesting how I didn't think about it consciously, like my avatar's mind didn't think of it consciously, oh, I'm going to sit in front of this mirror. But instead, it was where I was higher, on a higher level, guided to sit. Mm-hmm. And went in, closed my eyes, began to open up my heart a little bit, and just like, oh, please, please help me kind of thing, you know. And then I heard really clear in my head, you know, heard the voice say, open your eyes. And I was like, my response was, oh, heck no, that big mirror is in front of me. I don't want to look at myself in that mirror. And because back then, the body image thing was just devastating. It was such a self-critical place at that time. And I resisted and just kept, but I felt the energy. I felt an expansion. I felt this like wash of love inside and outside, all around me. And I heard the voice again. It's open your eyes. And so then I did. And I looked in the mirror, and my reflection in the mirror was completely enveloped, not enveloped, but surrounded with a field of silver energy.
Wow.
And I was just, I began to cry, because it was so beautiful and it felt so expansive and so much love and joy and acceptance, which at the time was hard for my avatar to embrace because she felt so rejected and all of that, unworthy. So then I just kept watching, and then the silver shifted, and then there was all the rainbow of colors cascading across my body in the reflection, and that went for a little bit. I just kept like cycling all the colors, you know, all through all the colors, and then that stopped, and then my whole body reflection was enveloped in silver and gold energy, and it just continued there, and it was like everything stopped, and I heard again, this is who you really are. You are so much more. I don't think I told you that when we talked about this before, but then that was what was happening. It was this whole, it's time to wake up. It's time to come back to your true self. It's time to be who you really are. And
wow.
And hearing that back then, of course, you know, this type of download is always, you know, especially in the beginning, is very much filtered by the vocabulary and the perceptions of the avatar. So I thought that meant, you know, to be more of a psychic and all of that. But really now, as I understand it, it was about being the greater self. It was time to open the doors and just be the greater self.
It's being. So the key, from what I hear you saying, is really meditation, closing your eyes and tuning in. And that's
being open,
the key
in the
that
heart
starts opening up. Yeah, starts opening up the heart into it.
Yeah, meditation, a lot of people think of that as being in the mind. It's not. It's not the brow chakra. It's not. No, it's really the heart. And we can talk about that next time, maybe do a meditation.
Right, and that's the beautiful point that we came up to. We will continue next time from that point on to explore what happened after that, where it led you, and how did you finally discover what it is that you wanted to do with your life, and how it feels to do that, to do everything that you want to do. So
it feels
awesome. It's been great for the So the next episode is going to be the continuation of this, so stay tuned, because the meditation that you will hear that I've done, I'll tell you what happened to me when I did it. We will give you a little bit, Candice will give you actually a little bit of guided meditation or guided thought pattern of where to go that will open up a little bit. And you explain it much better than that, and explain what DMT is and all those delicious little things that I would say you definitely want to hear about. So you want to join us, Candice, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I'm really looking forward for continuing and taking you from the point of that night, that amazing night when you saw the light, literally saw the light around you.
Yeah.
To the next level. So thank you, and have a magical night, and we will be talking again soon.
Thank you, Tippi, and thank you, everyone who's listening and seeking.
We have come to the end of Tippi Talk tonight on the E-Factor Show. My name is Tippi Felsenstein, and you are listening to Black Talk Radio. E-Factor stands for the energy factor. It is the factor that we adjust in order to take on the daily challenges and mold our life into the energy of our desires. My book, Planning Power, is available on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Planning Power, and my book should pop up either first or second in line. Or you can go to the website and find out more about it, which is lifemodification.net. That's .net, not .com. You can also read the first chapter and see if you wish to read more. And most important, we invite you, the listener, to participate. You can call into the E-Factor Live on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and give us your opinion, your question, your idea, or your challenge of the day. We also invite you to follow us. All you have to do is click on that follow button right there on top, and you'll receive updates and notices every time we broadcast. We will be broadcasting randomly throughout the week, but always here live on Monday. Until we meet again, have a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.
And thank you once again, Candice. Have a wonderful night, and we shall continue.
Namaste. Thank you, Tippi.